This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Too much of a pause between Mark and Schneidman on this one. Definitely. It's got to be a little closer. This is Mark Schneidman. It's a little bit of, not quite a pregnant pause, but a little bit of a pause that almost makes it questionable if Mark and Schneidman are the same person. Could be a party line for all I know. Bye-bye.
That's my first cousin, Freddie, who was born and raised in Brooklyn. I remember him listening to his own voice, and he said, boy, I got a New York accent. Welcome. I just spoke to him, exchanged emails yesterday. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney David Dearson, on two real estate court cases. We've talked about extorting homeowners who want to build, and we've talked about cases where the government steals your house when you don't pay your taxes. And they'll sell it for less than it's worth and keep all the money. They take the taxes you owed, and there's a sad story where someone moved and she didn't get the bill. And it should all be electronic, just like, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll talk about that. But all those commercials are title lock, and we've had guests from the county on, and they all said you don't need that. You could just check yourself, and there's never been any fraud here in Santa Barbara County. But, of course, there will be eventually. But I check every week. You go to RadioRealEstate.com. There's a link there. I get a reminder every week, the end of the day on Friday. Boom, it pings me. I click on it. In 2 seconds, I'm on the website. In another 2 seconds, I type in my name. It's a long name. And I see the last registered document was four years ago. So 10 seconds every week, I check my title. You don't need to pay for title lock. Okay, so that's the guest. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median price weekly and year-to-date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. We got a change in MLS rules where now I always have a gross number of listings, which is a number I don't usually share with you. I'm focusing on the net number of listings. Today it's 277 active listings. Last year it was 243. Year before that, 174. Before that, 127. In 2020, it was 280. And now we're at 277. Okay, but the year before that, it was 470. So we're getting back, but we're still historically low. So anyway, that 277 for the week ending 8/8/2025, my search doesn't say 227. It says 307 because MLS just changed the search. When I want actives only, they've decided to include pendings that are marked continue to show. So they still get marketed, which I guess is a good idea, fine. But they should still allow me to search without including those, and they don't. So I can't use that search. But what I can do is I can take the gross number, which is 349, and then ask for the number of pendings. And that number is 72. So I could subtract 349 from 72, and I get 277. So it's done manually. And as Brian Richards would say, nobody cares. But the point being, was there a point to this? I don't know why I wanted to tell you all this, but at least you ended up knowing that 277 is the number of listings we have, and which is a good number. And there's none of those that are continue to show pending. But 78 is the number of pendings that are just in a snapshot in time for the week ending 8/8/2025. 78 pendings, a median price of $2,310,000, which is a heck of a lot lower than the year-to-date median price of $2,550,000. And last week, the median price was for those pending listings was $2,700,000. Before that, $2,700,000, $2,600,000, then $2,300,000, $2,500,000, $2,700,000, and now it's $2,300,000 again. So obviously, it fluctuates depending on what sold and what, yeah. So although ironically, we had a low median price for what sold and a high median price of open escrow. So I can't quite explain that. But there it is. Now, year to date, mentioned $2,550,000. Last year it was $2,227,000. Year to date median price. Now it's $2,550,000. Again, attributing Hope Ranch and Montecito to driving that up predominantly, but without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price still up slightly, but not as big a gap as that indicates. $2,550,000, $2,227,000. 2023 was $2,250,000. 2022 it was $2,273,000. Again, all the years very, very similar. 2022 going forward. Averaging 17.22 sales per week. Last year, just under 15. Year before that, just over 13. 16 days on market is the year-to-date median number. First 6 months, the median price, $2,650,000. And now, for the first 32 weeks, it's $2,550,000. And we were averaging 17.42 sales per week in the first 6 months of the year, 2025. Now it's year-to-date, 17.22. So, 22, yeah. Richard's wearing one right now. And it's a slight drop, but nothing to write home about. Years ago, Montecito only $6 million. It's been around $6,500,000. So year-to-date median price for the week ending 8/8/2025, Montecito only $6 million. Last year it was $5,850,000. Year before that, $5,550,000, $5,350,000, just under $5 million in 2021. Number of sales, Montecito only 105. Last 2 years in the 70s, 2022, 106. So 2018, debris flow year, it was 76 sales for the first 32 weeks in Montecito. Short sales and REOs I took a look at. And really, in the last, since 2015, in 2018, I think we had two short sales and 10 REOs, bank-owned properties. The total number, if you look at 2016, 2017, and 2018, you had like 10 and 12 total short sales and REOs, distress sales, banks involved type of thing. And, you know, the percentage of total sales, it was just, you know, under 2%. So it was barely registering. You go back to 2010 and 2011, it was about 1 in 5 sales for the first 32 weeks of the year were distress sales, bank-involved properties, either short sales or foreclosure REO sales. In 2012, it was 27%. More than 1 out of every 4 sales for the first 32 weeks were bank-owned short sales. But since 2020, it's just 0 and 2 and 1, and someone said he thinks they're coming back. So you'll have to stay tuned to find out about that. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Pacific Legal Foundation attorney David Dearson, and we'll find out if someone's going to steal your title. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.